Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. Today is Friday, May the 10th. My name is Gary Zimek. Great to be here with you. For the next 5 minutes, you and I are going to be hanging out. We'll talk about the gospel from today's Daily Mass. It's going to sound familiar because it takes place immediately after the gospel that we read for yesterday. We are at a point now where we are about to conclude the Easter season. The Lord is ascending into heaven and promising us the coming of the Holy Spirit to help us to go out into the world and continue his work. We can't do that without the help of the Holy Spirit. So he gives us the Holy Spirit to help us with that. Let's look at the gospel. We'll chat a little bit more about it once I read it. It's not overly long. John chapter 16, verses 20 through 23. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." Now, the message for us as we get ready to celebrate the ascension of the Lord. Now, if you remember yesterday's show, in a few dioceses, that was celebrated yesterday. But for the majority of the U.S., ascension of Jesus will be celebrated on Sunday. So it's been transferred. But so we're looking toward the ascension followed by the descent of the Holy Spirit. So many times, so much of our faith is based on future events. And the secret to finding peace in this life is to be able to channel that hope for the future and move it to the present. In other words, and this was our gospel yesterday, with a continuation today, there is suffering in this life. However, in the next life in heaven, there is no suffering. So knowing that and focusing on, as St. Paul said, the suffering we experience in this life, in Romans 8:18, he said, it's not even worth comparing to the future joy which awaits us. Being able to focus on the joy of the future in heaven can get us through the bad times in this life. And I think sometimes that you really need to do that. And all this week, you've heard Jesus talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit. He's coming. He'll give you what you need. He's going to help you. It's better that I ascend into heaven because then I can send the Holy Spirit. You know, these are the messages we hear. And the church has included these in the readings as we prepare to celebrate the ascension of Jesus and Pentecost Sunday. That future joy, something good is about to happen, but not yet. And right, if you can learn to accept that in life, something good will happen. I'm praying about an event, even if we're not talking about eternal life in heaven. Maybe we're talking about like this problem that you're facing right now. I'm praying about it. I don't see it. I'm still suffering. But I know through faith that my prayers will not go unanswered in some way. The Lord might not change the circumstances, but we know at the very least he's going to give us the grace to deal with whatever we're struggling with. I know that at some point in the future, in his time, the Lord's going to intervene. And this will get better somehow. Again, not always externally. Maybe it's me that's going to change and I'll be better able to deal with this cross that I'm carrying. But it's not happening right now. And somehow we need to sort of defer our happiness or bring it from the future into the present, saying that, well, it's not happening today, but I know it will happen. That's the way you're going to find peace in this life, okay? I want to thank you for listening to the program all week. Don't forget the weekend edition of Following the Truth. You can find out more information about that at followingthetruth.com. Otherwise, I'll be back here for another 5 minutes, God willing, next Monday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. God bless you. Talk to you next time.